Well, hey, everyone, this is your host, Jerome Bouvera, and you have tuned into the Motivated to Greatness podcast. You may be saying, Jerome, am I really on the podcast? Because this is a little different format than what I'm used to listening to. Well, I really felt like I needed to go back into the archives of M2G and bring a past episode into a present season for all of us. So I want to go back to last year, and I want to re-air for you Failure is Not Final. It was one of the most popular podcasts we ever put out. And I know we've got new listeners, and well, we all can use a refresher course on realizing that failure is not final. And so no matter what we've done, no matter what we've gone through, no matter what our past is, we may have messed up. And trust me, I have messed up plenty of times, but failure is not final. So I want to go back into the time frame, grab this podcast and bring it to now. So here we go, friends. Failure is Not Final from M2G.
Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I am your host, Jerome Bouveret. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, before we get today's podcast started, I need you to do me a favor. If you will help us help others by sharing this podcast, you can share it right through whatever platform you may be listening to it. Help us help others discover the greatness within, like you are discovering the greatness within every week. Listen, we have listeners from around the globe. So if you'll take the time to let people know about this podcast and help us expand, we can expand our reach and help more people. Now, on today's podcast, I want to talk about something that I know all of us at one point or time have had to deal with, and that is a little thing called failure. Have you ever had a failure in your life? Have you ever gone through life and said, man, I wish I would not have done that, or I wish I would have not said that? Listen, all of us have had those times in our lives that we wish we would have done something a little differently. Let me help you understand this principle, and that is this, that no matter how bad the failure may have seemed, failure is not final. Failure is not the end of the road. See, failure and life, my friends, they go hand in hand. See, it's impossible to live your life and to not face some failures along the way. I'm going to say it again. It is impossible to go through life and not face some failures along the path. See, many times we get so caught up in our failures that we lose all our power and we're unable to overcome the failures that we've had. We all have had those times in our lives when we wish we would have made a different decision than what we made. But the problem is you cannot allow that failure to determine your future, because failure is not final. Mickey Rooney made this statement, and I love this quote by him. He says, "You always pass failure on your way to success." So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you did, no matter the decision you might have made, you're going to have to go through some failures in life in order to be successful. Now, what most people do not understand, my friends, is failure is life's best lesson. I'm going to say it again. Failure is life's best lesson. Listen, I have had failures in my life that I'm not proud of. I have had things that I've done, that I've said, that I've allowed to happen that I'm not proud of. But you know what happened out of those circumstances? They were the best lessons of my life. See, if we channel our failure appropriately, we can help ourselves be very successful and be very happy in our life, which will also be beneficial to our mental and our physical health. See, that's why it's important that we learn how to overcome our failures. And so I want to talk about, how do we overcome life's failures? How did I overcome some of the failures? And listen, I'm still not perfect. I still haven't got all of this thing figured out. I still make decisions. I still say things and I still do things that I probably shouldn't do. And we're going to have those. But again, remember, failure is life's best lesson. So how do I overcome failure? Maybe how do I overcome the past decisions, Jerome? How do I overcome the thought processes of failure? How do I combat? How do I fight that failing feeling? Well, I'm going to give us six powerful ways that we can overcome the failures in our life. Are you ready for them? Let's go. Key number one is this. You have to understand failure is the key path to success. That's right. Failure is the key path to success. See, what we need to do is we need to learn to keep a positive perspective and understand that you only failed because you tried. Did you hear what I said? You only failed because you tried. If you don't try, there can't be any failure. You know, I've gone through situations in my life in ministry and out of ministry that I failed, but I came to realize that had I not tried, there would have been no failure. So failing isn't necessarily a bad thing. So you have to learn to keep that positive attitude. See, failure in life is what teaches us the lessons and helps push us towards our end goal. See, if you and I had not tried, then we would not have failed, but then we would not have succeeded either. And so failure isn't necessarily a sign of a bad thing. And when we talk about failure, I know there's many definitions or many things that you may be thinking about right now. And when you look at the word failure in the dictionary, it gives so many different definitions. But I'm talking about right now, understanding that you may have failed in that business at one point, or you may have failed to accomplish those particular goals, or maybe you failed to get that degree in the time frame that you wanted, but thank God that you tried. So if we had not tried, we wouldn't have failed, and we wouldn't have success in the areas that we do have success in. Because you need to understand, and I need to understand, that although we may have had some failures, we have far more successes in our life. See, if you were on a drive, let me use this example. If you were on a drive and came across a fork in the road, you wouldn't turn around. You would move the fork out of the way and continue towards your destination. You would have to make a decision. You wouldn't turn around and go back and say, I'm not willing to make this decision. And similarly, just like that, failure is like a fork in the road. You have to cross it in order to reach your success. And so you have to understand that if you're going to overcome those failures, if I'm going to overcome these failures, I have to understand that failure is the key path to success. Denise Waitley said this: failure should be our teacher, not our undertaker. Failure is a delay, but not defeat. It is a temporary detour, not a dead end. And so we have to understand, and we have to keep a positive attitude and a positive perspective, and realize that even in those areas we failed, even in those areas where we didn't quite hit the mark, if you will, it's all part of a learning lesson in our life. So the second key now, if you're going to overcome failures, you have to remain calm and you have to reflect. Now think about this for a minute, my friends. No matter what you do in your present, nothing will change the past. You can't go back, and I can't go back and undo what's already been done. You know, they say a minute gone is gone forever, and that is such a true statement. We can't go back and do anything to change the past. See, don't channel your frustration, because I have been guilty of this. I have found myself doing this in my life time after time again. Do not channel your frustration and anger in a negative way. Jesus even said in scripture tells us, be angry and sin not. Now, I know I like to know where that line is sometimes, because even I have difficulty understanding that, but don't let your frustration and anger turn into a negative thought process. What we need to do is, when we have a failure, whether it be mentally, or whether it be in a business, or physically, emotionally, even spiritually, we have to keep our composure and channel our emotions and feelings in a positive manner. See, what this does is, this will literally help us, my friends, to motivate us to try again. See, when we don't stay positive is when we don't want to try again. When we're hard on ourselves and get down on ourselves and live in that arena of self-pity, we don't want to try again. So you have to remain calm and simply reflect. See, if we allow our failure to cloud our judgment, what's going to happen is, we're going to become demotivated, and we're going to have a lack of reflection that's not going to help us overcome our emotions. So by remaining calm and reflecting, what we're doing is, we're able to go through those errors. We're able to go through those situations. We're able to go through even those bad decisions at times, and understand where we need to improve in order to succeed. So no matter what you've said, no matter what you've done, no matter how bad you may think it is, remain calm and reflect, because self-reflection is the key, watch this now, to helping self move forward. So remain calm and reflect. So now the third key, if you're going to really overcome failure, if I'm really going to overcome failure, the third key is this: I have to learn from those failures. You know, they say, now I don't know how true this is, but they say it takes 21 days to build a habit, and it takes 21 days to break a habit. Did you hear what I said? It takes 21 days to build a habit and 21 days to break a habit. So what we need to do is, we need to learn from those failures. We need to learn not to repeat the cycle. We need to learn from the experience. See, every so often, and I know this is hard to believe, but every so often, people do not pay attention to their failures. And by doing this, what we do is, we're not going to be able to cope with and overcome those failures. Through constantly trying over and over again, that's how we learn the most. I mean, think about this. How many times did you hear 2 + 2 = 4 before you realize, and it stuck in your brain, that 2 + 2 = 4? I know that in my own life, I've had to try again and try again and try again and try again. You know, scripture tells us that a righteous man falls 7 times and he gets up again. What makes him righteous is not that he fell, but what makes him righteous is that he got up again. And so we need to learn to try over and over and don't give up, and learn from those failures. Learn what to do, what not to do. Learn how to react and how not to react. See, if we can learn from our mistakes, we can overcome every failure in our life, and we will reach success. So we have to learn from those failures. We have to learn from those decisions. We have to learn from those paths that we know are not going to work out very well. I mean, think about it. You know, I'm from a small community in the Thumb originally. And, you know, and there are just certain roads that you just don't go down, because you went down it one time and you realized how bad it was, you realized the destruction it caused on your vehicle and the discomfort it caused in your ride, so you avoid that road. You don't even go down that road. That's what I'm talking about. I have had to learn that in my own life. Sometimes I made the mistake and I made the decision to go back down that road with the same result. So we have to learn from our failures. Thomas Edison, we all know who Thomas Edison was. Thomas Edison said this: I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that it won't work. I love that quote from Thomas Edison. I've not failed. I've just learned 10,000 ways that it's not going to work. So we have to learn from those failures. We have to learn from those decisions. We have to learn not to go back down the road that we know is going to be uncomfortable and is going to cause damage in our life. The fourth key to overcoming failures is don't rationalize your failure. Don't rationalize your failure. See, many times when we fail, we rationalize it. And what we do is we start giving ourselves reasons to give up and throw in the towel. The more we think about it, the more we think about what we said and how we shouldn't have said it, the more we think about what we did and how we shouldn't have did it, the more we think about these things, what we're doing is we're rationalizing our failure. And we're giving ourselves more and more reasons just to say, I give up. I'm done. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm not going to do this. I can't do this anymore. See, let me give you this example. When a fox goes into the woods, he may see some grapes and he jumps up to get them. And after a couple failed attempts, let's say the fox gives up. See, to rationalize his failure, he makes a statement like this: the grapes were probably sour anyway. What he's doing is he's rationalizing in his mind, well, they probably weren't any good anyways. And I know I tried and tried and tried. I'm just going to give up because they probably weren't going to be beneficial anyways. That's what I'm talking about. Don't rationalize your failure. Don't rationalize and say, you know, I'm just going to give up. It wasn't worth it. It's not worth it. Listen, yes, there are some things in life that it's better that the door get closed. But can I be a testimony to you? Can I tell you something? And it is this: don't rationalize that failure, because those could have been the sweetest grapes the fox ever had. But because he missed once or twice, he said, I'm done. They just probably weren't good anyways. How many times have we done that in our life? I've done that many times in my life where I was right on the verge of breaking through. I was right on the verge of accomplishing that goal. I was right on the verge of making that thing happen. I was right on the verge of seeing God's hand move in a particular direction. I just gave up. Well, it must not have been meant to be anyways. So we cannot rationalize our failure. We cannot make excuses in our failure. See, essentially what I'm saying to you and to me is we got to learn to stop being so nice to ourselves. We are our greatest enemy at times. Stop being so nice and say, well, you know, you tried. Well, just that's okay. Just give up. See, to overcome failure in life, my friends, we need to be firm and stop making excuses for ourselves. We can't make excuses for the things that we do. We can't make excuses for the things that we say. We can't make excuses for the decisions that we make. When we learn to stop making excuses, it shows our maturity in life. See, immature people make excuses about everything. It's everybody else's fault. It's the neighborhood I grew up in. It's the family that I grew up around. It's their fault, their fault, their fault. But very few people in today's society take accountability for themselves. I'm not saying they're not out there, but to truly take accountability, you say, I'm going to stop making excuses. I'm going to stop blaming everybody else for the things that have happened in my life. And I'm going to take responsibility for my own decisions. Don't rationalize your failure. A Chinese proverb says this: failure is not falling down, but refusing to get up. When you and I refuse to get up, to dust off our shoulders and to move forward, then and only then have we truly failed. So you have to, and I have to, stop rationalizing that failure. The next step to overcoming the failures in life is you got to have self-confidence. Now, I know that there are people that are listening to this right now that say, but Jerome, you don't know what I've done. You don't know the conversations that I've had. You don't know things that I've thought about. Listen, let me help you. You need to have self-confidence. Never let failure in life scratch your confidence level. Never let a failure or a missed mark, or maybe something you shouldn't have said that came out, never let that scratch your confidence level. Listen, if you fail, it doesn't mean you can never do it. It doesn't mean you never accomplish it. Keep going at it. Keep believing in yourself. See, once we develop a strong belief in our abilities, then and only then will we be able to overcome any failure in our life. We have to have self-confidence. Now, let me say this. There is a difference between having self-confidence and being prideful. Two totally different things. Listen, I know who I am. And I'm going to say this. People that are very self-confident, they sometimes are borderline appearing to be cocky. But somebody that's being cocky, they have a little different attitude, if you know what I'm talking about. But someone that has self-confidence can walk in a room of people and not be intimidated by anybody. Not because they think they're better than anybody, but they know who they are. Where we get into trouble, and I find myself even doing this at times, where we get into trouble is when we start comparing ourselves to other people. And we say, well, you know, if I could be like them, or if I could accomplish that, or if I had that degree like they have, or if I had that house like they have. Listen, have self-confidence about who you are. Walk into a room with your head held high, knowing that maybe you haven't done it perfectly, and maybe you've fallen, but you got back up again, and you kept moving forward. Why? Because you understand it's not about falling, it's about getting up. See, the strongest factor for success, my friends, is self-esteem. Believing that you can do it, believing that you deserve it, and believing that you're going to get it. Until you believe it, it's never going to happen. So we need to have a self-confidence in ourselves that says, you know what? I am able to accomplish this. I am able to do this. I know who I am. See, never let success get to your head, and never let failure get to your heart. That is so key. That's what I'm talking about. You have to have confidence, but never let that success get to your head. Never think that you're better than somebody else because you accomplished it or you have obtained it, but never let failure get to your heart. And the last key, if you're going to overcome the failures in life, the last key, the final key, you ready for it? Stay in the present. What are you talking about, Jerome? Stay in the present. What does that mean? See, by wandering in the past or focusing too much on the future, you will miss out on what is happening right now. I know people, and I have been people, if you will, that has focused so much on the past that I didn't see what was happening right now. And I focused so much on the future that I didn't see what was happening right now. Am I saying it's wrong to have goals? Absolutely not. You need to have goals. We need to have things that we want to accomplish. But we can't wander in the past, and we can't focus too much on the future. We have to concentrate on what we're doing now in the present. See, by staying in the present, my friends, what we do is we allow ourselves to grow from our failure and to overcome it rather than drowning in our own pain. So we have to learn how to live in the present, stay in the present. See, in the end, understanding the root of our failure and how we can overcome it, it is the key. This is essential for us, especially in order to live a positive and successful life. Michael Jordan said this. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. Michael Jordan was one of the most phenomenal ballers on the court of all time. One. I didn't say the only one. But this is what Michael Jordan said. He said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed it. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Here is Michael Jordan. He is one of the most profound NBA players ever, who took the Chicago Bulls to multiple championships. And he said, I was successful because along the path, I had some failures. Now, I want to leave you with an encouraging scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. This is the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul had failures in his life. When he first started out, when he first comes on a scene in scripture, he is called Saul, and he is a Christian killer. He is trying to kill those that are followers of Jesus Christ, and he has a conversion on the Damascus Road, and his name is changed to Paul, and this is what he says. Now, this man is very educated. He is very learned. He knows scripture unlike anybody during his time. And this is what he said. Not that I have already obtained it, this goal of being Christ-like, or have already been made perfect, but I actively press on so that I may take hold of the perfection which Christ Jesus took hold of me and made me in his own image. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have made it on my own yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and reaching forward to what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Notice what Paul said. Paul was a Christian killer. He was a gossiper. He wanted to do harm to people. He said, I have to forget that. That's not who I am anymore. And let me challenge you that are listening today in my last closing remarks that no matter how many failures you may have had, no matter what you may have done, no matter what you may have said, forget the past and press towards the future. Because you and I need to understand that failure is not final. Listen, can I ask you to do me a favor? Will you consider partnering with M2G to help us to continue to bring empowering discussions? Listen, there is no insignificant seed, a financial gift of any amount, and we can do even more. You can give securely right through our website. We have several electronic methods, and our announcer is going to come and share with you that website information. So listen, whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now, here's our announcer to share our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouveret. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.